All right, hey everybody, welcome all new episode 30 on Broadway. This one's like after dark. I feel like we should play some Delilah.
Shut up.
People are like, what the? Hey there, Delilah? No. Talking about.
What's it
Actually, yeah, you know what? Kind of fitting.
like
No, I'm
in
talking about the let's take you home late night
Oh, God.
that
Dude, I
Delilah.
bro, I don't have the I don't have the head for this.
You know that Delilah. Everybody knows that Delilah.
Well, I don't know Delilah, but I definitely know a Stacy.
You don't know Delilah. Bullshit. You're
Oh,
such a liar. You don't. You liar. All right, so we were
no.
supposed to record.
Sorry, I'm just clocking in for work. I'm not late. I'm always on time.
Yeah, I'm just he's just here so he won't get fined.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to record
Job
Monday.
security,
We were supposed to
baby.
record Monday night. What? Monday night we were supposed to record, and that Penguins game was just kind of like, yeah, whatever. So we're gonna get into it, obviously, last
Man,
night's.
not like Matt, not like how Matt Rempe, Keandre Miller, Jacob Trouba, Jimmy Vesey, or Barkley Goodrow got into it, but
We're gonna dive into it, but not
we're
we're
gonna
not
dive in.
going, yeah. So Nick was bold last episode and said the Rangers were gonna pick up 6 points before we talked again. He after his whole like epic rant, which thank you to those who listen every week, and to those of you who don't, we hope you come back with this episode because the numbers don't lie.
Yeah, dude, that's
Literally
fine.
clockwork.
Dude,
Oh, Jesus.
that's
Anyways.
fine. Like, no, look, I have an opinion on Chris Kreider. Not everybody agrees. You know, and that's what's great about being an American. We all don't have to agree, but at least we get to, you know, I can rant like some want to say I'm an idiot, and you know, hey,
Is what it is.
that's why we love this country. That's why we love sports. So.
Nick has people twisted enough that he did not give away a shirt because people were like, we're just staying away. So we're gonna do it right out early. If you want one of our brand new beautiful 30 on Broadway talking blue shirts, DM Nick's favorite Ranger. You have to DM us who is Nick's favorite Ranger. And a little hint, it was portrayed in the last episode. So if you want to jump in on that, I'm telling you nice and early because I feel like 90% of our people dropped off early in the podcast. And if you're like, oh, I wonder what are you talking about? If you want to skip that part, just go to like the 37th minute of last week. I feel like we've kept the podcast to like 35 between 35 to 40 minutes consistently here in the last like 6 months, maybe this whole season, and that's done really well for us. We used to be like an hour, hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, and then it just gets ridiculous. Like it just gets stupid. So we've tried to like limit the stupidity, which is sometimes difficult, which is okay. But here we are. So
Hey, our slogan ever since day one that we started doing this shit
two
back in
schmucks with a
like
microphone.
2013, two schmucks with a microphone.
Yeah.
So,
Ain't that the truth?
you know something? That's what we should do on the new shirts. We should put on the back talking broad, 30 on Broadway talking blue shirts, and on the front, two schmucks with microphones. Just lean
just,
into it as much as we
just
can,
just
dude.
be like that's our shtick.
Yeah, that's our
Yeah, it has
stigma
been. We've
to
always
it.
said that. We've always said that because we're always like, hey, we don't have sources. We're not trying to portray that we are in the know or we know anything. We're fans who voice our opinions.
And
And
oddly enough, for as much as people want to call me an idiot, I've called I've I on stuff that I've called, I've hit about 60%.
yeah, you're better than you're like an all-time great baseball player.
I was gonna say, like, if we're talking in terms of baseball, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
You're in the upper upper level of Hall of Fame. I
Which
think the
is,
funniest thing was the amount of crap that we got with our
which I will,
old with
I
our
will say, baseball has always blown my mind, being a game of organized failure, that you could fail 7 out of every 10 times and be considered one of the greatest to ever play at
It
your,
always is funny. Yeah,
yeah.
that's always funny to me. But like one of our biggest things was back in, what was it, 20, when did the Blues win? 18, 19? Or no,
Something
seven,
like
no, it
that.
was
No,
earlier or something. I think it was earlier.
no, it was the 18-19 season, I
And
think.
we picked the Blues to win the cup. We were
On
like,
July 1st,
we both were like,
2018.
the Blues are gonna win the cup. And we were catching so much crap through that season up until January.
We got lambasted on that one. And
Blast.
then.
And we were sitting there in January, and we were like end of December, beginning of January, and we're like, damn, the Blues should probably like just blow this up and throw in the towel. Like they should just call it quits. And
God
then
bless Craig Berube.
Craig Berube and Jordan Binnington.
No, I hate Jordan Binnington,
Everybody does.
but
But yeah, that's always been funny. So all right, back on the Rangers stuff. Let's
I
get
love
straight.
Craig, big Craig Berube guy. We love you, Craig. Hope you get a new job, Chief.
Yeah, he'll be coaching. He's gonna take over in Philly when Torts' contract is up,
Again,
and then
Chief
Torts
times
is
two in Philly.
gonna move into like a front office role underneath Greer or something or whatever. He's gonna be like the advisor of Jam.
The Jam Advisor.
But all right. So speaking of the Flyers, the first game was the Wild 6-5 OT win last Tuesday.
Yeah,
Which,
defense optional.
yeah, defense was optional on that one. And then they had another overtime thrilling game with Colorado, which seems to be the norm. Anytime that these two teams meet seems to be an overtime game.
I gotta ask you one thing though. Who's gonna beat the New York Rangers 4 times out of 7?
Well, I thought you meant who's going to beat the Colorado Avalanche?
Oh no. We beat the ass, so who's gonna beat the New York Rangers 4 times out of 7?
I don't think
We're
there's anyone.
going on the inverse of that one, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And
Because
then we had the barn burner in Mullet,
which I'm sorry, that's MSG West.
which was insane.
That was one of the
90,
most ridi that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
not 90% or more Ranger fans. It was wild. Yeah, I mean, look, living out in
Well,
Arizona for as long as for you know the 8 years that I did, and it thoroughly enjoying every time the Rangers came out. Ooh, that was, I mean, it's pretty pathetic when the visiting team scores and their goal chant is louder by a large margin.
dude, whenever the Coyotes scored, it was so quiet.
It was like they pumped in the sound.
Yeah, they pumped in crowd noise. Like it was, I felt so bad for the
Yeah.
Coyote players. Like that's, but also quick shout out to Jonathan Quick, as that win at Mullet passed him and made him the all-time winningest American-born
So
goaltender,
did. I was gonna say, yeah.
passing Ryan Miller. So big congrats to Jonathan Quick, who
Which I'm sure he'll pad that with another win here throughout this
well look,
stretch.
I mean, he's got to get a lot of credit.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know if he's going to win the Stephen McDonald Extra Effort Award, but he needs to be in the running, because what he did after last year looking like his career was over, preseason looking like his career is over, and then during the regular season came in and pretty much, gave the Rangers a chance to do something at the start of the season while Igor was really, really fighting it early on. So without Jonathan Quick to start the year and the way he played, the Rangers probably aren't sitting with a chance to win the President's Trophy and be the top team in the NHL right now.
No, I
So.
agree. It kind of reminds me, and I think I brought this up earlier on an earlier podcast, but it was, I mean, a little different situation. But you know, the cup run year, Cam Talbot. When Hank went down with his injury, which was like like one of the
No,
only times.
that was the next year. The Cup run season was the year that we started with Marty Biron in net, and he got the Tomas Hertl goal against him in San Jose in the drubbing. Then we started him on the next like one the next game. No, the next game was LA,
He never
and
played again.
then
Yeah, Biron never
and
played
then
after the Hertl goal.
no, he did. He played against St. Louis. The Rangers in St. Louis, the Rangers should have beaten St. Louis, and he gave up like five
Oh,
goals.
that's yeah. I remember that game.
And
Yeah, you're right.
after that game, Baron retired, and we brought up Cam Talbot.
But I thought Talbot came in like the midpoint of the season and had to go on a stretch where he played for like.
He did. That was the next season.
That
That
was
was
the following
14,
season?
15.
Why was I thinking that
That
was the
was
Cup run?
because those 2 years kind of blur together.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Either way, though, still to what you said, Quick has been huge for this team. It's been a renaissance for him, and he has been outstanding and 100% well deserving of the contract extension. And it's cool to see. It's awesome to see a player in a Rangers sweater get accolades and not really do it as a passenger because he's been an important, integral part of the roster.
And
And each of his wins have been huge.
never forget he shut out Chris in high school.
Multiple times.
So,
Thank you for
event
that.
like,
Thank you for
dude,
that.
I so badly at the Blue Shirts Off Our Back game. I so badly want
He
to meet him, like pre-game or post-game with you. Be like, hey, you played this dude like a few times at high school. He couldn't
like
score
he
on you.
care.
Yeah,
Like who the hell would care?
I just think it would be funny. I
Like,
just listen,
I'm
we
pretty
all
sure there's
know.
more. I know Quick, obviously, and then I know
Listen,
Pacioretty, which my
we
dad was
all.
like, you remember Pacioretty? You remember playing against him because every he was like all the parents were like, look at this freaking kid go. I'm sure there's others. I mean, from Connecticut, like especially Southern Belt of Connecticut, and then especially like Massachusetts area, there's I mean, it was the like people would talk about like Minnesota being like the hockey hotbed. New England was, I mean, yeah.
Well, I'll just say this. We both know that I love embarrassing you in public.
That's
So
fine. Yeah.
you know that I will not be shy if we
You
see
just
Jonathan
you
Quick about
think you
doing that.
do, but I don't I embarrass myself,
Oh,
but that's fine.
sir, St. Patrick's Day, I know I embarrassed you.
Well, that was just stupid because I wanted to go say hi to my cousin. Hey, Chris's cousin. Hi. I'm like, what? Thank you. And I'm like, we get separated by security. And then my
Funny.
that was actually my first cousin. And then her mother is like texting me and she's like, hey, are you at the Rangers game? And I'm like, yeah, sorry about my dumbass friend. Like, wanted to go say hi to my cousin who like I've seen twice in the last like 20 something years, but couldn't do it.
If you would have told me that, I wouldn't have
Because
done
Nick
it,
is
but
like, hey, hi. Jesus. She's probably like, who is this fucking weird guy just screaming my name right now?
I didn't scream her name
Or
because I
not her
don't know
name,
her
but
name.
who's screaming? Yeah, well, whatever. All right, so let's get into
Oh,
it. Okay,
God.
this is the only reason we're here is last night. And I wanted to get up. Well, one thing I should have been at the game. Kind of pissed that I'm not that I wasn't at the game because I was in Jersey. I had the tickets were part of my ticket plan, but I sold them, whatever. But I was looking at the ticket prices before the game, and I was like, damn, maybe I might just swing over and go to the game. And then I just kind of decided I was like, yeah, you know what? Weather's kind of shitty, everything, blah blah blah. So I'm not gonna go. So I don't go, but I get a text from a friend. And all I see is OMFG. And then I think it was like Molly Walker's tweet. Because I'm driving.
Is it?
I'm actually listening to the Yankee game, I think. I think I'm still listening to the no, I wasn't. The Yankee game was over already. But
By the way, did this friend have red hair?
no.
Oh.
So I'm like, what? And then I just see let the bodies hit the floor. And I'm like, damn it. Immediately, I'm thinking, like, yeah. So I race home.
Well.
I throw the game up on HBO Max. And I started right over from the beginning. And I probably reset and replayed it like three, four times. And you know what? It was deja vu. It was 2012 all over again. And this is where I get, and this is where I actually have my aggravation with it, is because a couple of things. One, a couple of positives. I thought Rempy and McDermott fight was terrific. I can't say either one of them won. I think Rempy landed some nice blows. McDermott landed some blows. All right. Rempy ended up bloody, a bloody mouth at the end of it. They went toe for toe. I mean, it was a freaking, it was a heavyweight tilt. Awesome fight. I loved the fact that Moreno went up to Miller. And people are kind of like skating around this a little bit, I've seen on social media. Miller didn't engage. Miller didn't go in and be
No.
like, I'm looking to fight. Moreno crossed over
Yeah, he
and
came
went
right
in,
over the
and
red line.
Miller owned him. It was embarrassing. I mean, he pummeled him. And you don't see that from Keandre Miller. And that's kind of one of like the criticisms of him is he's a big guy, but he doesn't really use outside of his reach and his legs and kind of his power and skating. He doesn't use his body. He's not like Trouba or like a big defenseman that throws his body around.
No, he's a finesse player.
He
Which there's
pummeled
nothing
this.
wrong with
No,
being a finesse and
there's nothing
skill
wrong with it.
player. Yeah,
But he pummeled the snot out of Marino. And then
no.
the kudos to him, by the way, too, for not taking extra shots while Marino's down, basically cowering, because he was just beat up. And then Miller after with the freaking put his hand down.
Yeah. Wee little man.
Oh man, I loved it. But I look, 2012, Pete DeBoer.
By the way, you know who also loved it?
Hank loved it.
Number 30.
The whole
He
TNT
like,
crew was going nuts.
oh dude, it was great.
Anson Carter was just bouncing off the
Well,
walls.
dude, the funny thing was, so like I was at work last night. I was closing the restaurant last night, and I told my bartender, I said, look, 7 o'clock, Rangers are playing on TNT. I'm like, Rangers Devils. I'm like, it's going on the TV. I'm like, no ifs, ands, or buts. And
And the
he goes,
bar was
oh,
like, what?
well, he was like, so what do you think is going to happen? He's like, I said, well, I'm like, I'm going to tell you this. I'm like, Rempy and McDermott are 100% going to go the first
Oh
time they're
yeah.
on the ice with
Oh
each other.
yeah. You knew
I
that.
was like,
That was a known.
I was like, there's no doubt about it. So I flipped the game on, and he's like, all right, here we go. I said, dude, I'm like, just watch. And he goes, why? I'm like, you see that guy right there, the big dude? And I pointed at the TV. I'm like, you see that guy? I'm like, well, he's about to drop the gloves. He goes, yeah, you think so? I said, oh yeah. And I turn
Sure as
around because
shit.
I had to talk to somebody, and he goes, all of a sudden I hear him just go, Nick, look. And I turn around, I look, I was like, yep, there it is. Okay. Like, I was like, man, I wish that sports betting would let you bet on who, how long would it take for the first fight,
Oof.
because
It was wild.
that was some easy money there to be made.
Yeah, and you knew it was gonna happen. I knew, I mean, obviously knowing it because
I didn't
getting
think it was
freaking
gonna go a
texts and
line
shit.
brawl. I didn't think it
But
was gonna go a line brawl.
when I got home and I threw it on, you could see it immediately when Goodrow looks over to VC before the drop of the puck and he says, "You good." You knew it was going to go down. And look, Travis Green knew what he was doing. And to the people that are sitting here going, oh, what the hell? The Rangers are they did this and they're starting a bunch of crap and rags this and rags that. Shut up.
Also,
It's
for the people who blame
literally.
Rent, who blame Rempy like Travis Green for not
Yeah.
fighting in the last game.
Shut up.
First off, the official took Rempy off the ice after the Siegenthaler hit and didn't give him a chance to go at McDermott.
And he
Because
answered for the Bastion hit.
Yeah, I think if there's been anything in Matt Rempe's track record, I think it shows that the guy's not afraid of fighting.
He's not afraid to
So,
answer the bell.
yeah. So that whole notion of, well, if he just went last game, it wouldn't have happened. Well, talk to the official
And
on that
oh,
one.
I wouldn't have put Marino out there if they were going to start a line brawl. Shut up.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
And don't make it out like Marino's some innocent player out there. Him and Mercer can play pretty cheap behind the play.
Well, Dawson Mercer got his ass kicked by
That was
Cooley
another
later in
freaking
the game.
nice. Well, that was a pretty good battle too. That was a pretty good bout. But it's the same crap like with Pete DeBoer and John Tortorella. What did you expect? Peter Laviolette cannot put the Mika Zibanejad line out there. He cannot put the Trocheck line out there. He really couldn't put his third line. Maybe. But no.
I mean,
Travis Green.
you could put Cooley out there, but Cooley would have got his ass whipped. So you're not doing Cooley any
You're
favors
putting
against
your
McDermott.
Travis Green basically goaded him into it. You had to respond. And that's why I think Laviolette was as upset as he was, because it was a BS tactic, the same as Pete DeBoer. And the amount of people that don't understand this is so weird to me. And there was the same crap in 2012 where people were ripping Tortorella as if Tortorella instigated the whole thing when the away team sets their lineup first.
And that's the thing that I don't understand how people like gloss over that. Like everybody kind of gave Travis Green a pass of, oh, it's not his fault. Well, first off, yes, it is, because as soon as he listed that McDermott's a starter, the home team gets last change. Laviolette's gonna see McDermott's on the ice. He's not gonna let McDermott be an asshole and
Well,
run Panarin
it's the
or
line.
run, yeah. Like, so it's like he's not gonna let that asshole run any of his best players.
Right.
And by the way, if Peter Laviolette put out the Rangers' top two lines against the McDermott line, he would be facing a firing squad of, wow, Laviolette doesn't care about his players. How are you going to put them in that kind of position? So, yeah,
Lazar,
no.
Tierney, and McDermott is the Devils' fourth line.
Yeah, you're right. They weren't
It's
trying to fight.
not like he threw McDermott out there on the wing, as an extra guy on the ice with Hala and Holtz or Bratt and Heischer or whatever. Not
Yeah,
that that would really
Curtis
make any
McDermott out there.
sense, but you put the
Curtis
fourth
McDermott
line
out there
out
with Jack
there.
Hughes.
You put the fourth line out there to start shit, and you ate it for most of it. You ate it. So you can't sit there and be like, I didn't know. I would have put Brendan Smith out there. Whoop-de-frickin-do. Okay, big deal. Brendan Smith is a gigantic talker. I don't know what the hell it is with former Rangers when they go play in Carolina and then they go
Oh,
elsewhere.
I established this last year
Like,
or 2 years
what the hell
ago.
is it? Because even Jesper Foss is the same way now.
I
Like,
told
what's
you
in
what
the
care.
water down in Carolina? You're close to there, so you tell me.
They are a bunch of, come on, say it. You know you want to say it.
Know. It's the bunch of bitches.
They are bitches.
It's just, I just sit there and I'm going, I don't understand where people are like, oh, why did the Rangers do? No, the Rangers did everything that they were supposed to do. And you know what? At the end of the day, I said this, I don't know if I said this on the podcast a few weeks back when this whole Siegenthaler BS happened, or if it was you and I just kind of talking offline. The refs should have just let them go.
Yeah.
If the refs would have let McDermott and Rempe go right then and there,
And this time
this doesn't happen.
you notice how this time the refs really let this one go. They didn't try and
Because they
jump
knew.
in.
They knew.
They
They
knew.
knew.
And as soon as the ref actually went over and spoke to McDermott and Rempe, I guarantee the conversation was, look, if you guys are gonna do this, do it now and get it out of the way.
Yeah. And you knew it was going to happen. I mean, you knew something was going to happen. I didn't expect there to be a freaking line brawl, but I also didn't expect Travis DeGreen to jump into the game and want to just go full Pete DeBoer and embarrass himself. Now, granted, McDermott and Rempe, I thought it was a great fight. If that was the only one, that would have been a fantastic tilt, and you go about it and you go about your day. But you turn it into a sideshow, and it turns into a big fiasco. The good thing
Like
is for the NHL, it's a popularity freaking surge because it's everywhere. Everybody's talking
Goodrow,
about it.
Pat McAfee loved it. Pat
Pat McAfee,
McAfee,
and
third.
yeah, Pat McAfee has done more for the NHL. Like they need to get like Pat McAfee and Charles Barkley should get together.
Dude, no.
That would be great.
Pat McAfee in the booth of an ESPN Stanley Cup final game. Yes, please.
Oh
Let me book that.
take either Ferraro or McDonough off the broadcast and just put McAfee up there. It'd be fun. It'd be great. And there's probably some that are listening to this right now that are going to start crying, but it'll be okay. You'll be okay.
Yeah, it'll
It'll
be
be fine.
okay.
But I just that pissed me off. Like that whole sequence and then him yapping at Laviolette. I was just sitting there going, I would be totally okay. Laviolette put himself into another tier with me. He is now right underneath like Torts in terms of
Yeah.
like endearment to me.
He's got
Because
jam. He's
you
got jam.
know if he wanted to, he probably could have ripped Travis Green's limbs off and beat him.
I was kind of hoping that Lavi would have went full torts with the Canucks
The
Flames,
locker room.
where Torts tried getting at Bob Hartley in the locker room. I was kind of hoping that Lavi would have done the same thing
Those are
and
two
just like.
guys that had a track record, though. Like Hartley and him had a previous track. It's kind of like Torts and DeBoer. Like they always had. There's always
Yeah,
been something there.
but Hartley also did the same thing in Calgary.
Well, Hartley was also.
Hartley did the same thing with that game, you know. No, it just
It's just a dirtbag. It's a dirtbag move.
the Devils knew what they were doing, and then to try and call, you know, cry foul, like, nah, you guys are assholes,
And I think
like
that's what it is about the whole thing. It's like, you know what? If you went out there and it is what it is and you dust it off and it's over, it's done. Now you're done. You're finished. You had your say. Shut up. Move on. But
And
to keep up
not
with
only
the
did
yapping after the fact is just like, come on.
and not only did you assholes lose the brawl, you lost the game too. So you're
Yeah.
just losers all around.
In
So
a game that meant a lot to them. Like that was, they had to win that game.
I mean, their season was already done,
I
so it
know, but
really
this
didn't
is a game, like
matter.
that's a game that you stop your skid and maybe you can kind of find something because.
But how bad? But think about it this way: they've been wanting to get at Rempe now for 2 weeks.
Oh, it's completely
Two
taken over them. It's
two
taken over them.
two two weeks. They thought about nothing else but getting at Matt Rempe and getting back because he's such a dirty player and all this, whatever.
Think of
And
this. This team.
not only did you let it eat at you for 2 weeks, you let it pretty much define the end of your season. You lose the brawl after starting it. You're pointing fingers like you're the victim, and then you lose the game on top of it just to cement your season ending.
You're
It's just
defined. The Devil's season, it has gone from like, oh, it's been injuries and oh, poor Devils, a step back, blah, blah, blah. It's gone to be completely unraveled by Matt Rempe and them allowing him to just be up in their heads and the people pay to see me play. Because all
yeah.
people have done since he's made that stupid comment in the penalty box was people have paid to see Jack Hughes and his brother lose quite a bit.
Yep.
And that's what their season's being defined by.
People also
It's
paid to
hilarious.
watch his teammates get their ass whipped on Garden Ice.
I mean, it's just hilarious. And I love every minute of it. I just to me, like when you're a team, and I think it was Larry Brooks that said this. Was that whole situation was more about the team. That to me said a lot. Like the 2012 team for the Rangers, They just didn't have enough talent to push them through. But they were all in. They all bought in. And you're seeing that right now with this team. Even in
Yeah,
the ups
there's.
and downs, even in the little bits of ups and downs and the hiccups and the not the ugly games here and there and the not,
No, they believe in each other and they
they're
go to
all
battle for
pulling
each
each
other.
other. They're all pulling for each other. And that's huge. It's
And
really
they
huge.
and not only do they believe in each other, they believe in their coach.
Yeah, and you can see it. And yeah.
And
It is
Fox
gonna
said it
beat the
after
Rangers in four straight.
Fox said it
Or
after the
four games out
game.
of seven.
Fox said it after the game. He actually said Lobby's one of us. We know he's got our back, we got his back. So that says a lot when,
And people don't
when
understand
players,
that. People don't understand that. And that's the thing, that's the thing with Torts, with the whole Philly thing. Listening to his pressers and the clips that they pull from here and there.
by the way, absolutely fantastic. I
Yeah,
love John Tortorella.
just listen to the whole message. Listen to the entire message. There are far more players out there that will go to bat and say they loved playing for him. He's hard to play for, but there are more players.
Unlike baby back bitches like Brandon
Yeah,
Dubinsky.
I mean, you have certain players that they just can't do it, and that's fine. You just can't. But I'll take the word of players like Hank, who was very vocal about it this year, Mike Rupp. I think
Marty San Luis.
St. Louis, there's plenty, there's I mean there's
Vinny
a
LeCavalier did not like Tortorella early in his career. They didn't get along. And at the after everything, Vinny under I mean, Vinny may not be out there beating the streets or voicing support for John Tortorella, but he's not like I haven't heard him come out and condemn Tortorella. I mean, Anthony Duclair Torts saved Anthony Duclair's NHL career.
Well, yeah, by and partially by saying he didn't know how to play.
But no, but like. When Duclair started figuring it out was in Columbus, and then he got better in Ottawa and then Florida. He
Yeah,
finally,
right, yeah.
but like Columbus was his last chance before.
Just go and look at the players that come out and speak against them. Just look at the track records of them. That's
Yeah,
all.
Sean Avery and Brandon Dubinsky.
Big freaking whoop.
So I
Yeah.
need I say, and I know Ranger fans love Sean Avery.
Well, rightfully so. I mean, Sean Avery's got his. I mean, there's a right to it, but yeah, I mean, come on. It's whatever. But Laviolette is kind of, you see there's similarities there. You see there's similarities in the structure.
Well, I'll
You.
say, and I'll say this to sum up the Devils, to quote the greatest of all time, they are a Mickey Mouse organization. So,
Oh, man. All right.
hey, look, Wayne said it originally, not me. So, and Wayne said that back in the 80s, and his wisdom still holds true.
Yeah.
So.
So, all right. The Rangers currently sitting atop the NHL, 106 in the point column, 1 point ahead of the Dallas Stars. They got the Detroit Red Wings, who are holding on for dear life, actually sitting right now outside of the playoffs looking in because somehow the Islanders found a way to sneak back up. But we got them, the Canadiens, and then the Islanders. So I'm guessing we'll probably record after that Islander game.
Well, right now for my work schedule, it's kind of I don't know
Yeah,
what my
you're
work
kind of up
schedule
in
is
the
about.
air. You're kind of on a, you've got a potential, there's no cap circumventing you can do in your situation, though. You can't be a Vegas, so
No, the
you're gonna have to go shorthanded like the Rangers did last year before they picked up Patrick Kane.
Yeah, this is gonna be some fire wagon hockey here for me for the next few days.
So look, there's some big there's Detroit, the Detroit game is
Well, every game right now for the Rangers is huge because, look, everybody's gonna sit here and be like, I don't want the President's Trophy because any team that wins it doesn't win the Stanley Cup. And look, there is no President's Trophy curse.
94.
Well, I hate going back to that, but like
No,
I like to
but there's only two teams that are, I think us and one other team, right, that have done it since.
I know us in Detroit. I think
I think that's it.
and Chicago. Chicago
Oh,
did it in the
Chicago did
12
one.
13 and the lockout shortened season of 12-13. They went wire to wire as the best team in the league.
Doesn't count.
But
I don't care. I look at it this way. You know
no,
what? Just take care of business. Just take care of business.
the whole thing with that is a lot of those teams didn't have to go through adversity, and the first time that they faced adversity was in the playoffs, and they didn't know how to respond.
Boston,
Boston last year, Tampa
Tampa.
Bay, the Rangers, yeah, they've had a great year, but it hasn't been easy. They've had to work for it.
This has been a,
They
yeah.
face yeah they've faced adversity and they've come out on the other side. So if the Rangers win the President's Trophy, they're battle tested this year. I don't think it'll be like other teams where it's like, oh, this year was so easy. This year was anything but easy.
No, when you had, Mika not being Mika pretty much the whole year, outside of
Fox
like
getting
the first couple of weeks of the
hurt.
season, the
Fox getting
injuries.
hurt, losing Cock or losing Hedl, Kako getting hurt, Shesterkin not being Shesterkin.
Lindgren being not Lindgren all season.
Yeah,
Truba injury. Really, the only player on the roster, two players probably, the Goodrow injury, two players that have been constant cogs just running as motors has
Well,
been
no,
Panarin and
there's
Kulak.
a no. That's disrespectful to Vincent
Or
Trocheck and
Trocheck,
Alexis
I'm sorry. Yeah, and
Lafreniere,
Trocheck.
and Lafreniere.
Yeah, Lafreniere has been freaking unbelievable.
Yeah.
Lafreniere has been the epitome of throwing up your middle finger to the haters. And you know what? I'll be one of the first to eat crow. After the preseason, I was sitting here
Yeah.
going, "Holy crap."
I was very worried about Lafreniere,
Now, I wasn't
but
saying like go out and throw him away and dump him and get rid of him, but it was sitting here going, "Jesus, this doesn't look good." And damn, he's slated to snag what? What's his Let me pause quick.
he could wind up scoring 30 goals this year.
He is sitting at 26 goals, 54 points. It's likely it's more than within reason that he puts up 60 plus points. Maybe he hits 30 goals. I mean,
If he goes 30 and 60 this year,
it's unbelievable.
after yeah,
Unbelievable. Considering where he was,
with no power play one time.
with zero power play one time. And Panarin, who last episode we were sitting here saying he was at what, 42 goals last episode, I believe he's sitting at 45 now. So we're sitting here going, all right, could he possibly hit 50?
He's not gonna hit 50. He's not gonna hit 50.
He's got net five in the next what, five and six?
Six games.
He
He's
could
gonna score five.
possibly.
I mean, the way he's been scoring this year, it's not out of the
I mean,
realm
the
of
way the
possibility,
Islanders have been
but
giving up goals, the way Detroit's been giving up goals, Ottawa in the last game of the season.
the way he's just owned the Islanders this year, by the way.
The roadmap is there for sure.
I mean,
I mean, those
I
games are gonna
honestly,
be.
I'll put it this way. This is gonna, I, people are gonna be like, what the hell's wrong with you for me saying this? I don't want him to hit 50 as much as I want Lafreniere to get 30.
Mean, I get it. I get it.
But you know what I
I
mean?
want them both to do
Like,
it.
because here's my thing. I'm so tired of everybody saying that the Rangers should have drafted Stützle or all and all that. And
Oh
by the
yeah,
way,
Byfield.
and by the way, Tim Stützle this year, good year.
Yeah, but
Let
big
me.
whoop. He's a top
What?
forward on their team.
Yeah, and
That's the
look
thing.
how
Like
and
we've actually said that. We said that, for our criticisms of Lafreniere, when you put him up side by side with Stützle, who gets top minutes in every single category. I mean, look, he's put up 70 points this year. But do you want one of your top forwards only netting 18 goals?
yeah. I mean,
I
hey, it's
mean,
good to have a playmaker. Like, that's like, No
He's had
disrespect
a
to Stutzla.
huge drop off from last year. He's 20 points down from last year. Almost hit the 40 goal marker last year. Had 90 points. He's dropped down to 70 in almost as many games. He's played three less games so far than he did last year.
Which, hey, look, these are still good numbers. I still, I
They're good
look,
numbers, but when you look at when you sit there
I
and you
like
say, hey,
Stützle, but
Stützle's a
I
top
didn't.
power play guy, top line
Right.
guy. You can't, it's not a fair comparison. It's not fair to say, oh, Lafreniere isn't putting up numbers and not say, well, and then you say, oh, we should have drafted Stützle. Well, okay. Big whoop. We're giving Mika Zibanejad all kinds of crap this year for how bad he's looked at times. And he's put up 24 goals, which is not good for Mika, but still, top line guy. We can certainly have the criticism for.
Well, that's the thing about sports and most things in general. People love moving goalposts depending on what they're talking about. So it's like, the narrative shifts. Well, hey, that doesn't fit my narrative of player X. So I'm not going to focus on that.
Yeah,
I'm going to focus on
it's
this.
not a fair comparison. It's only the only fairness of it is where they were
Well,
drafted.
the only comparable, honestly, the only comparable to Lafreniere is Byfield.
That's true. Yeah, no, that is true. And
Because both guys had roadblocks in their way on both teams that they were taken by. This year, they finally got a chance to run with the best players on the team. Byfield's playing with the best two-way centerman in the NHL today. I'm Jake Kopitar. Sorry, I have to pump the tires on my
yeah,
buddy
and this
Lindgren.
season he's put up 19 and 34.
So he's having a
Which is
comparable
a
year. A comparable year to Lafreniere. I think they
which is
actually had the
huge.
same point total, right?
53. Lafreniere's got one more, 54. Byfield's got 53. Byfield's got more on the assist column.
But that, both guys finally get time playing with two of the best players in the game, and oh yeah, look, they show that they can play.
And
So,
Lafreniere's finally got a good coach,
yeah.
which, Jesus, man. I don't
Yeah.
know what the hell Graf is thinking in Quinnipiac.
Well, he wanted to play. So he'll play 9 minutes on the fourth line every night because David Quinn feels he has to earn his ice time. Because it's more important to play those grizzled old veterans on a shitty San Jose team
I don't think they even
than.
have. Do they even have who's their grizzled veterans now? Besides like Couture.
Alex Barabanov.
LeBanc?
Yeah, Kevin LeBanc, who I don't even think he's playing anymore.
I don't even know. Like, is he? I know he gambled
Oh,
on himself.
Michael Granlund. There you go. There we
Hey, Michael
go.
Granlund's been actually a nice little pickup for me on fantasy. Because he's like the only person that could put points in for San Jose now.
I mean, somebody's got to do it, so might as
This
well
is
be
true.
him.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a player that gambled on themselves and has lost horrendously.
And lost, yeah.
Kevin LeBlanc has put up 9 points in 40, put up 9 points in 44 games.
Oh.
Like that's.
Well, I'll come to his defense this way. It's not his fault. And you know how I know it's not his fault? Because I've seen David Quinn coach live and in person, and
It is not good.
the results, well, are, how do you say, awful.
Yeah, not
So
good. So,
I give Kevin LeBanc a pass.
all right. Rangers, right now, if the season were to end today,
Number one.
oh boy, our first round matchup would be a fun one.
Well,
Oh
it's
my
funny.
God.
My bartender is a Caps fan, and I told him, I said, I'd rather have you guys in the first round.
Oh
He's like,
yeah.
why? He's like, why? You want a nice four game series? I was like, yes, I do.
You know what though? You know the Rangers. The Rangers don't ever do things the easy way.
Listen, let me tell you something. They want to show that this year's different, that they can win a cup. You get a team like Washington or Detroit,
Yeah, you
you
take them
need to
out in four
end
or five.
four or five at the
At the
most.
most.
If that series goes six or God forbid seven, it
That's
will
what
not
hurt
be
them.
the
Look, that is, I will say this, that is what hurt them.
2 years ago.
They should have, that Penguins series should have never went seven games. I will beat that drum. The Penguins series should have never gone seven. That set them up. That is partially why they ran out of gas. Because you knew the Carolina series was going to go seven. You knew that. That was basically a toss, a gimme. But when they got to Tampa, you saw they ran out of gas. You can't, you've got to put teams away that you've got to put away. And I know the playoffs can mean anything, and that's kind of why I like. Like I look at it this way, because I know people are saying like the matchups and who, you know, at first it was, oh, we don't want to play Tampa or blah blah blah. We'd
I
rather play
don't want
this.
to play Tampa.
I agree. Tampa to me would be the hardest. The Islander one, the Islander team is not good. The Rangers will beat them. That series will probably go seven because it's the freaking Islanders.
No.
If it comes to it.
No.
I don't want it to.
No, it won't.
But I
It
wouldn't be
wouldn't.
surprised. I wouldn't
No.
be surprised. I feel like it's either a five game or seven game series. There's like no in between. Because you just, it's one of those where it's like each game is going to be just a freaking shit show. So yeah, I mean, I'd rather personally Washington or Detroit, because I think those are teams that, especially Detroit, Detroit is kind of a fragile team. But I also don't want to sit here and say I'd rather pick my opponent, because I don't agree with that at all. So I just say, you know what? Take care of business. Win your games that you got to win, and take care of business. Get into the playoffs and just do what you should be doing. And that is
Win the President's Trophy.
just go out there, just win each game. Each game, go out there to win each game. And you just carry it over into the playoffs. And if you win the President's Trophy, so be it. If you don't, who gives a shit? Me personally, I would actually rather they don't, because, well, I don't know, because I'm kind of torn. Because if they do, then I get games. I get, if they were to win the President's Trophy, what would my, so if they win the President's Trophy, I would have games. I'd have games one and three of the Stanley Cup Final. Home games one and three.
That's fine, but we have a hookup to get us, a cup clinching game at the Garden. We'll just call your ticket guy and be like,
Yeah,
hey,
I don't think that's gonna happen, dude.
get us
You see
in.
the prices that StubHub has already for them?
I won't even
It's,
look.
dude. I was just like, holy crap.
Hey, if I have a chance to see the Rangers win a cup on Garden Ice, if I have to create an OnlyFans to get it, I
I'm telling
might
you
have to do that.
right now, the cheapest seat in the garden for game one to be determined is $4,500.
Well,
Cheapest ticket.
you've met my boss. I'll just be like, hey, Tom, I need
Did I
like,
expense this?
dude, I need like 4 months advance on my
Company
paycheck.
outing.
Company
Let's
outing.
do a
Let's go to
company
the.
team bonding experience.
Nick, nobody else cares about the Rangers but you. That's fine.
I'll just tell you right now,
So
30 on Broadway cannot expense that kind of cheddar.
support me in my hour of need.
Yeah, the
But
playoff tickets are, yeah, there's they're gonna be outrageous this year. I can already see it. It's just not gonna be.
look,
But hey, it is what it is. All right. That's all we got.
Oh no,
Unless
I
you got
have one
something else.
more.
You got something
I have
else.
one more. I
Oh
have one
man.
more.
Oh boy.
Since this episode was all about the Devils and
Yeah, totally.
them being losers and them being a Mickey Mouse organization, There's a song I'd like to sing for them. MICKEY MOUSE. That's Jersey. There you go. So,
All right, we're done.
yeah, it's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse,
I haven't heard that,
AKA
and he, I don't need no. Oh God, it's gonna be in my head now. Joey used to watch that every day.
the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, AKA Tr Newark, New Jersey, the home of the New Jersey Devils.
That's a
So,
clubhouse, all right.
yeah, so there we go. That is for you, Jersey. I hate you. You guys are losers. You're a Mickey Mouse organization. And to quote the former great head coach of the New York Rangers, if you're a good loser, you're a
You're
loser.
a loser. Yeah. Bye.
I'll choke you.